USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Deaths are continuing to grow after terrorist organization Hamas and their unprovoked coordinated attack on Israel over the weekend. More than 1,000 Israelis and Palestinians have been killed, while officials have confirmed some American victims. Israel, which has responded with airstrikes in Gaza, formally declared war on the militant group yesterday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed that Israel would take mighty vengeance as his country embarks on what will likely be a long and difficult war. The Israeli government says Hamas has taken at least 100 civilians hostage. Explosive reports this morning indicate Iran, fresh from a $6 billion injection into their economy by the Biden administration, is helping coordinate the attacks by Hamas. The Pentagon is moving U.S. Navy ships and military warcraft closer to the conflicted region. United Auto Workers union members at the Volvo Group-owned Mack Trucks are set to go on strike today after turning down a tentative contract agreement. In a letter yesterday, UAW President Sean Fain said a majority of workers voted against the deal, which included a 19% pay raise. The union represents roughly 4,000 workers in Pennsylvania, Florida, and Maryland. Thousands of UAW workers across at least 20 states remain on strike against the big three U.S. automakers. A man is dead and several others are injured after a shooting at a party in Pennsylvania. Police say it happened early Sunday morning at the Chevy Chase Community Center in White Township. That's about 50 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. The victim who was killed was pronounced dead at the scene. At least eight others were wounded and hospitalized. No suspects were in custody as of early this morning. It is Columbus Day today. It's also Indigenous Peoples Day. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Senator Cory Booker says he's safe but jolted after being in Israel when Hamas attacked the country on Saturday. The New Jersey Democrat noted in a social media video Sunday that he and his staff were forced to shelter in place in Jerusalem. Booker said he was jogging in the old city when he was told by an official to return to his hotel quickly because Israel was under attack. Booker describing seeing frightened faces of children, family, and many Americans. Booker, who serves on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, has since left the country. The Taliban is reporting two earthquakes that struck Afghanistan Saturday has taken the lives of over 2,000 people.
The first quake to hit western Afghanistan late Saturday morning was a powerful 6.3 on the Richter scale, followed by a 6.1 quake. Spokesperson for the Taliban Ministry of Disasters said over 1,300 houses were damaged or destroyed, killing about 2,000 people and injuring over 9,000.
That's Dave Collins reporting. President Biden is catching heat for hosting a barbecue picnic with a live band at the White House as Israel was under attack by the terrorist organization Hamas. It's reported an American hostage has been taken as a human shield. Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley on X, quote, "While Hamas holds Americans hostage, Joe Biden is enjoying a picnic with a live band," end quote. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.